here's a story from The World.
Protests in sports is nothing new, but it's become increasingly common, especially over the past few years. This summer at the Tokyo Olympics, though, standing up for social movements is technically not allowed. The International Olympic Committee, the IOC, has doubled down on a rule banning protests at the Games. The World's Bianca Hillier has the details.
This rule has been around for a long time, but the IOC has been under increased pressure to reconsider it. Now, after an 11-month review process, the IOC's Athlete Commission says they're sticking with the ban because of results from a survey sent to Olympians and elite athletes around the world.
A very clear majority of athletes said that they think it's not appropriate to demonstrate or express their views on the field of play at the official ceremonies or on the podium.
Commission Chair Kirsty Coventry, a swimmer from Zimbabwe, announced the findings.
And so our recommendation is to be able to preserve the podium, field of play, and official ceremonies from any kind of protests and demonstrations or acts perceived as such.
The IOC says demonstrations include displaying signs or armbands with political messaging, refusing to follow ceremony protocols, and kneeling or raising a fist. Those actions will be punished. Gwen Berry, a U.S. Olympic hammer thrower, knows how much of an impact punishments can have. While standing on the podium at the 2019 Pan American Games in Peru, Berry raised her fist in the air, a symbol of Black power and a move reminiscent of John Carlos and Tommy Smith's protest at the 1968 Games in Mexico City. Berry says she knew the gesture went against Olympic rules, but the cause overrode fears of retaliation.
I just wanted to show Black unity and Black power to show people that we are still here and we need to start speaking out so that we don't have to go through these struggles all the time, especially alone.
Berry's fist was raised for just about 10 seconds, but she was put on a 12-month probation by the IOC. And she says the financial hits came almost immediately. Berry claims she lost grants due to the protest, though funders deny the connection. But since her probation ended, Berry has only increased her activism. She says if she makes the U.S. team this summer, she'll find a way to make her voice heard.
I will make it loud and clear that I don't agree with the IOC and what they do, and I don't agree with a lot of things of this world. But I don't know exactly what I would do on a podium.
Athletes have yet to hear precisely what the consequences for podium protests and other demonstrations will be. Kirsty Coventry of the IOC's Athlete Commission says defining those sanctions is not her job.
It's up to the legal commission now to give the Athlete Commission guidance. I'm not a lawyer, so that's a little bit out of my realm.
This handoff of responsibilities surprised Brendan Schwab. He's the executive director of the World Players Association, a union representing 85,000 athletes in over 60 countries.
For the Athletes Commission, just to have such disinterest in what the sanctions would be is truly remarkable. We would never, as a player association movement, agree to a disciplinary provision without making sure that any sanction is proportionate. And I just think that shows the hands-off approach that the IOC Athletes Commission has taken.
Schwab also has concerns with the IOC's global survey itself, calling it a fatally flawed process.
It asked athletes questions such as whether they intended to protest. And given that some of these athletes participating in the survey are coming from repressive regimes, be it China, Iran, Turkey, and others, then we felt that clearly the survey response was always going to only result in one answer.
Athlete Commission Chair Kirsty Coventry is now a retired Olympian, but says she would have voted to ban protests during her time as an athlete.
Being an Olympian, the podium and field of play and ceremonies were very specific and hold very specific memories in my heart. So if I think about when I was competing, I wouldn't want something to distract and take away from that. And that's how I still feel today.
Brendan Schwab says that's a fair view, but it's not a view that can triumph over the rights of other athletes. He views podium protests as a heroic and selfless act.
I think it's enormously courageous and principled when an athlete chooses to commit that one moment they have, which is all about them and their athletic achievement, to a cause which transcends themselves and which is much greater than them.
Neither Schwab nor Olympian Gwen Berry think the IOC's ban will deter athletes from protesting in Tokyo. Schwab says if and when they do, the World Players Association will provide any athlete with legal support to fight the sanctions. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier. From PRX.